heard them say that. And then, of course, I instantly knew what they were speaking of. Amazing. All right, Summer Smells just so yummy and delicious. In addition to the lovely roses, there's another scent that's just delicious. So we're going to go around in a circle. You're invited to ask a question. And Dora will simply just give you a message for your best and highest good. We'll start with you, if that's okay. Hi, you look so cool. Oh my gosh.
She's going to get a message and then a question about Maitland, but while I'm sitting here, my left hip, I know this isn't your favorite thing.
She's making me a medical intuitive if it's like the last thing she figures out how to do.
It's spirit. Spirit's working through me. Doing my divine duty. And it's like just really bothering me right now, and I feel like that's asking for attention. Obviously, I've looked into Louise Hay about it. It's something that I chronically experience on and off, especially during pregnancy. I feel like it's, you know, heightened, obviously. But
and your question is
what
why it's
trying
hurting?
To tell me.
Something about balance is the best I can tell you. I couldn't guarantee it has to do with the hip, but I'll just tell you that's what I'm receiving. There's a need for balance. So on a very practical level, I have no idea if you're carrying one of the kids, like you have a tendency to use one hip rather than the other, and then on the physical level, that's what's causing it. But on a metaphysical level, you know, on a physical level, you would think switch hips and that will balance you out. But energetically, that's actually what you need, is to bring more balance to your recognition. And hold on one second. They're showing me like Mother Earth and, oh gosh, I don't know what the words are, but, you know, just sort of like for her stability, all of the different energies that incorporate her vibration need to be in balance. In other words, like ecology, you know, like the water system and the trees and everything really needs to be in equilibrium and needs to be in balance. So there is a need for, they're showing me how like you fight things off a little bit rather than report to duty from your strength. And they're showing me like a picture. Oh God, I don't know what you call it, but it sort of like represents the goddess, where she's kind of has like the hourglass hips kind of thing. So that image of the goddess is really what you're coming to recognize and coming to embrace. So when you think of that goddess picture, she's not like a little skinny thing by any means. She's full and rounded and balanced. In other words, she can hold her space. She like won't topple over if you touch her. She won't like go falling over or anything. She's rooted and grounded and is balanced. So what they're asking you to do, a moment please, and say your first name please.
Jennifer.
It's so funny. I literally see you like walking across the room with like teacups in your head, you know, like, oh gosh, like My Fair Lady or whatever, like trying to balance them. It's all this whole issue of balance. Give me one quick second, please. And say your name, please.
Jennifer.
And say it one more time.
Jennifer.
All right, so number one, I would do root chakra grounding work. Will be very, very helpful. And when you do that, to energetically allow yourself to, they're saying relearn, because this is ancient information for you to relearn how to receive energy from Gaia and how to allow that to travel. It's somehow, you know how, like, whether it's like to extract the energies, like you're releasing energies, then you're receiving energies. But as you, how do I explain this? And say your name again, please.
Jennifer. You know how I lead a meditation on Mondays?
How do you do that?
I lead a meditation on Mondays.
Uh-huh.
And I always do a grounding, connecting, and then pull light in. And just recently, they've been having me pull energy up from Gaia in through. So that makes sense.
Okay.
I ground multiple times a day, but maybe I need to just run energy more frequently.
Okay, hold on, let me see here. Yeah, I'm thinking you're getting pretty connected, my friend. Let me see. And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
And say it one more time.
Jennifer.
You're not believing it. In other words, you're doing it because, like, how do I say this? The intellect believes it, like, you know it to be true, you trust it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a new level that you're going to reach. Like, I literally had, how do I describe it? It was almost like a crackling kind of thing. And it was like this energy thing that just went shoo, 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 over through my scalp.
Mm-hmm.
So what it has to do with, hold on one second, let me get words here. And say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
There's a new level that, oh God, there goes the energy again. There's a new level you're going to attain where you're moving from, oh gosh, give me a second, I gotta put words to this. Say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
Thank you. I'm just gonna use a cute guy, because it's, why not? Okay, so if I'm reading about, I'm reading a romance novel, and they talk about, like, she sees him across the room, and, you know, her heart goes whatever, and she feels whatever. You're reading it, and you're like, okay, that sounds good. Now, if you're the one that's actually in the room, and you energetically pick up the vibes of someone of that you have a romantic interest in, you experience it in like, oh gosh, so the bottom line is you're moving to a place of completion where you're, give me a second, I can do better than this, hold on. I'll say it this way. Imagine she's a girlfriend, Gaia. Imagine she's, because she is, she's a sentient being. So, a goddess. So imagine that she's an energy being that you can communicate with, who can communicate back with you. So what you're doing is moving into your new level, your next level of reporting to duty, where this, you're going to awaken to a new understanding of life, a new understanding of life. Does that make sense? Where instead of it being more, now that you're not doing a good job, but you're moving from like the thinking or cerebral, excuse me, to the experiential, where it's like beyond words. And in order to do that, and say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
It's almost like after everything I said, like forget everything I said and realize it's your own personal relationship. It's your own personal experience. Does that make sense?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so what it is, and say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
Is you're allowing yourself Well, I'll just go back to this way. There's no separation. So it's not like any of this is really separate from you. That's what you're teaching yourself. Right now, it's like, not that it isn't amazing, but there's still a level where it's a little bit like mechanical, or okay, the book says to do this, so I'm going to do this, versus I'm not separate from any of it. Okay, so everything that your guides already told you, work with Gaia, and say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
And open up to balance. Notice throughout your day when you're in balance, when you're out of balance, and look for ways to bring yourself back in balance. And you're gonna notice this, because I got the energy coming through me now. They're gonna kind of like talk to you, show you, guide you. So it's sort of like when you get stressed because whatever, you know, you had a linear expectation, it didn't work out the way your linear mind thought, and then you can feel the contraction or whatever. When you notice yourself in the contraction, when you notice yourself out of balance, their spirit's going to be guiding you, helping you return to equilibrium, helping you return to balance.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah. Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Maitland has just started a cold, and it's like, you're gonna kill me. He's barking, you know, like I guess Louise say, like, do you want to be heard or whatever? Like, he's coughing, and it's just, it came out of nowhere, and it's like really loud. And I usually intuitively can figure out, you know, what's going on, but I'm not quite sure what he's trying to express or I can support him in any way.
So he started a cold and it went immediately to the cough?
Yeah. It's like instead of it starting with like a cold, he just started all of a sudden having this like real chesty cough, but it's real loud and it just kind of came out of nowhere.
Any non-medical intuitive questions?
Sure, I got that plethora. We can switch topics. That's fine.
All right.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So funny. One moment, sweetheart. He's angry. There's something he wants to get off his chest. I'm just seeing the anger card and something he wants to get off his chest. I don't think he has any conscious awareness of it, so if you ask him, he won't know. I don't think he wants to express the anger because he doesn't want you to be angry at him. Mm-hmm. So, how to remedy all that. And say your name and his name.
Jennifer Maitland.
And say his name one more time.
Maitland.
Teach him to express his feelings. It's okay to express emotions, including anger. That will help him, because he tends to communicate anger in what would the word be, non-verbal manner. He does it besides the coughing. He does it, I don't know what he does, but it's not passive aggressive, but he can become passive aggressive. So it's important for him to know that it's appropriate to communicate anger. So if he's angry at you, angry at whatever, that these are appropriate feelings. you can work with him energetically, pouring white light and pink light, green light, whatever intuitively comes to mind, you know, and work on his that chest area will be supportive. You can also do a little bit of, I'm going to call it Reiki, but it's whatever you do. You do something energetically very healing. So even just like rubbing, if you're rubbing Vicks or whatever you're rubbing on that area, to recognize that not only is he receiving that substance, but he's receiving the energy, that healing energy. So you want to do that with your right hand, with the giving of the energy, giving of the love. Because ultimately that's what it's about. It's the love that he's calling out for. This is not channeling. This is just me, pineapple juice. Pineapple juice. So when Benjamin had a really bad cough, I don't know how I found that out. But anyway, I got fresh pineapple, so like that fresh pineapple juice, and juiced it. And that seemed to help more than anything. I hope that helps. Okay.
Very much.
Any other medical intuitive questions here tonight? All right. Good to see you, honey. Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Please.
Okay. By the way, Jen, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, which of course we all know. So you're pushing me. You're supposed to be. All right, Miss Joy, one moment, please. Spirit just loves you. Have I not been saying that every time I talk to you lately? They just are so pleased. I mean, honestly, it's like going to parent-teacher conference night and the teacher like just being, we are just so pleased with Johnny. That's how your guides like report to me. Like the past three times, I think this is like time number three. I've got blue orbs now. These are your spirit guides. And I've got a whole congregation of your guides. Like they're just gathering together. Almost like, you know, they gathered at Jesus's birth, like the wise men, like a cluster. I have like a cluster of your guides that are just so, they're amused with me that I'm amused with their appearance. But regardless, they're very pleased with you. They're very pleased with your proactive action. Or Shami was like a Barbie doll, but it's like Barbie had different versions. I never play with Barbies, but this version is like the sports Barbie or whatever. But the idea being that you're taking action. Now the action may not be, you know, driving to appointments, but it's just like that get up and go. Like in other words, instead of just kind of being like lackluster and procrastinating, whatever, you're managing your energy. You're managing your energy, and they are very, very well pleased. Very, very well pleased. You've gotten the memo. And you're building up. They want to explain this. They always talk about this, like 21 days makes a habit, because what it is you're building up chi. So if you build up chi with the old habit, that's why we have a tendency to go back to that old habit, because the energies, the karmic winds will just kind of send you over there. So what you're doing very beautifully, and they want me to explain this to everybody, is like you're building the chi. And a little bit goes a long way. So you don't have to like, I'm making this up, but like run a marathon every day. If you'll just put on those jogging shoes and just sprint like a couple blocks and come back, but you do it every day, it's the consistency. It's the consistency that will make the home run rather than every fifth day, but then you do a really long time. Because again, that chi, when you go to the sixth day, it's still gonna revert back to the old pattern. So what you're doing is you're really building up the momentum, and that counts the most. That counts the most right now, because what they're showing me is I don't know why we're in gym, but we're in gym. Because like that step they have in step aerobics or whatever, because that chi, you're building up a new level. You're building up a new level. And so then that becomes your ground zero. In other words, instead of you being in the lower level, this energy that you're building, and I literally see it like oh my God, like that little piggy that makes the house with bricks. It's like brick and brick and brick and brick. And so you're serving, oh my God, they're showing me like, I don't know why, but a Pez dispenser and it's like all those little Pez of candy. But they're all layered, like all like nice and in a column. So these are the rows, but it's like you're creating your new foundation so that this is where you then stand. And this is going to be, by the way, a permanent landing, because you're doing it consistently day in and day out. And again, they want to remind you of this, your intention is really what matters. So even like, again, they're explaining this for, it's like a teaching. Perfection is like a dualistic concept because you're already perfect. There's no perfect actions in essence. So it's the application. They want me to go back to that word. It's intention. So because you're applying that intention consistently with like fever, with fervent desire, that it's like it's the magic dust. And so it makes up for, well, I was going to, but then I got the phone call. But it's okay, like I'm making this up just so you understand. But if you put on those running shoes and you got the phone call, your intention was to go running. It's like you kind of get the credit, is the best way I can explain it. So you're acing it energetically. So let me see what else I can tell you. One moment, please. And say your first name again, please.
Joy.
Allow yourself to try new things. They want me to explain this. It doesn't have to be, I'm gonna go try a new career. A new thing may be, I'm making this up, but just so you understand. I normally always sit in that back table at that restaurant, but I'm gonna try sitting outside this time. So in other words, it's gonna make a difference, because remember what you're working right now with is your energy. So when you try something new, it broadens you, it expands you, because what it's gonna do is give you confidence. Because now it's like, instead of doing the old energy, I hope this makes sense to you, it's sort of like you're stretching your energy intentionally, and you're giving yourself like broader perspective. Now the reason that's important is because you're giving yourself broader perspective of yourself. And so then when you come to yourself, you're recognizing that you're more than you realized you were, and more capable than you realized you were. And then that will, and say your name again, please.
Joy.
And then when you go to make things happen, it's like you report to duty, because you don't shy away from it, because it's sort of like you check yourself, and I got your orbs, I got your spirit guides again. You check yourself and you're like, yeah, I can do it. Because it's sort of like confidence building. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah. I mean, your guides, they're like,
Thank you.
Really pleased. Okay.
Hi.
Does she want to ask a question, or just I can give you feedback?
Message.
You have a number of saints with you. Your spirit guides. Okay, let's do it this way. I'm going to have you say your first name.
Marjorie.
And say it one more time.
Say it again. Decirlo de vuelta.
Marjorie.
Oh, I'm so sorry to do this, but I'm going to ask you to say it one more time, please.
Marjorie.
Oh, thank you. you heard it that time. You've got... You have, I'm trying to figure out what saints they are. I wanted to say you have a saint that is supporting you, but you actually have three that are guiding you at this time. These saints are more than just because you've called and said a prayer. I feel like they're your spirit guides. And so what it has to do with is your level of attainment. You have been a child of great favor. You were a child, I don't have details for you, unfortunately, but I will tell you this. You were clairvoyant and you were able to see. You were kind of like, I don't know who you were, but I'm just going to use this as an example so you understand. So there have been different children through history that have seen Mother Mary, things of this nature. You were one of those children. And it has been, I don't know who you were, unfortunately, I wish I did, but it is recorded. It is recorded, what you saw, and it was reported in history somewhere. Excuse me. So these are, oh my gosh, it just dawned on me. This is me, this is not them, that you were looking at my aura. Yeah, you have you have gifts. So the reason your gifts are so strong, by the way, is not because of your psychic development. It's because of your spiritual development. It's because of your heart.
Yes.
It's because of the sincere devotion that you have had in many lives, in the service of God, in the service of love. You have reported, you have done without, I'm going to tell you, of a lifetime that just really pulls at my heartstrings. There was one life where you were really in love with somebody, but in order to serve, you realized, I don't know how, I don't know if an angel came to tell you, I really don't know how, but you understood that as enjoyable as it would be to be with this one that you love so greatly, you could do more good for God by releasing that physical attachment and serving spirit. And so as much as you wanted to cling and hold on to that life with him, it would have been a comfortable life. He would have brought you comfort. You adored him. Your heart went pitter-patter. You honored your service to God. You put God first. So in your particular case, it wasn't martyrdom. So it sounds kind of like being like a martyr, but it wasn't. It was not treated like martyrdom. It was treated as a benevolent gift to humanity. A benevolent gift to humanity, because your skill set was so strong, your service call to humanity was so pure, that the needs of the flesh were like small pittance, were minuscule to the service that you could do to serve Jesus, to serve God, and that was your true calling and your true honor. So because of that, you were gifted with many, it was like spirits thank you. You were gifted with many abilities and many opportunities due to your services. It's almost like to those that use God's blessings in good ways in the name of service, more is given, because the more that's given to you, the more good could be done on behalf of the divine. So you have some very interesting lifetimes, though, that are famous, that are in the history books. I wish I had details. I don't. I can just feel the energy of it, and I feel your very high spiritual attainment, very high spiritual attainment. Yeah. So when you have needs, here they want to get practical on you. When you have needs, you have a right. You have a right to call on spirit, to call on whatever your fashion would be, if you use rosary beads or you call it a whatever your practice is. Excuse me. It's like spirit's good. It's a word. Excuse me. It's spirit's good. Give me a second. it's spirit's honor. It's spirit's honor to be of service to you. By your faith. You're always going to pull things off by your faith. So it's not, how do I say this? Your energy operates at a very high rate. So it's always activated by your faith. You're going to see that things won't always work out the way they work out for someone else. But when you apply faith, you can do things other people can't do. It's always going to be by your faith. So I know she's going to hear the details of that later on, but
no, it's spot on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Pretty miraculous. So nice to have you join us.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Made me cry.
Yeah.
The energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Message,
please. Okay. You have some visitors that are coming and knocking. You have some visitors from spirit that are coming and knocking. So you want to dream big. You want to make room in your guest house. So imagine you're throwing a party and you want to be generous, you know, so people are like, is it okay if I bring a couple friends? You're like, oh, sure, the more the merrier. You want to get into that framework of feeling the more the merrier, to not limit whatever your spiritual gifts and abilities are. They're going to be growing. You're going to... you know, like if you have a house and then you keep having kids or relatives move in and it's like, I'm outgrowing my house. That's what's going to be occurring with you. You don't want to, I don't know how you see yourself or claim what it is you do or what you offer, but I can promise you, I assure you, it's limiting in terms of what you really do. Your healing abilities are going to skyrocket. So they're going to be teaching you things from different, say your first name, please.
Lorna.
Thank you. From different, I'm using the word nationalities, but that's not what I mean. Kind of like from different practices that you've engaged in different lifetimes. So you may learn, spirit may help you learn energy from one perspective, and then you may pick up memories from something from your Egyptian lifetime or Lemuria, but it's going to seem like a smorgasbord where you're going to be like, exactly what is it you want me to do? Because it's going to seem like a little scattered, because what you're doing is coming to, and say your name again, please.
Lorna.
You're coming to a new place of power. We're really learning how to work with universal energy, or, you know, it's really all truths are really one truth, and it's really only one God. But you're coming from it from different angles, really to kind of develop your own establishment, develop your own assuredness. So you've got whatever guides you work with. You want to realize that you have visitors, so you want to welcome them in and permit yourself, and say your name again, please.
Lorna.
Permit yourself to establish regular kindness. In other words, you're having more than just masters come through. You're having some interdimensional light. Not constellations, like groups, like light consciousness, like group beings coming in, and they're helping you hold different light frequencies. So you're kind of in training right now. You're kind of in training, but you want to see yourself in a very, I don't know what the words are, but hopefully this makes sense. It kind of like a broad capacity. So it wouldn't be just like, how do I say this? What am I saying? And say your name again, please.
Lorna.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm saying. I don't know what it is they're doing, but all I know is whatever you think you are, you're limiting exactly what you can do. It's much grander. It's much more expansive. They're working with you, by the way. You're healing people as you go. You don't realize that when you just smile at someone or you think about someone kindly or you meet somebody, that spirit is actually helping you to activate your healing abilities. So you can be sitting in a doctor's office and not realizing that you're healing the person next to you, then goes into their doctors and they're like, you know, I'm actually feeling better now. It's because you were healing them in the waiting
room.
That
usually happens when you go to the doctor.
It does happen. And say your name again, please.
Lorna.
They're going to be teaching you things. Your clairvoyancy and just your intuitive abilities are going to be opening up. And so that is a requirement. That is a requirement. So that, again, just like we were talking about everything being energy, and say your name one more time, please.
Lauren.
You're going to start receiving everyone energetically. So you're moving out of form, you're moving out of 3D into receiving energetically, receiving. So be open to shifts, be open to change. You've got a lot on your plate, but there's going to be some kind of travel involved. So I don't know, you and your daughter go off. I don't know how that's going to operate, but you are going to be invited to different places to and say your name one more time, please.
Lorna.
You're going to be teaching what it is you do so other people can do it as well.
Can I ask one question?
Of course.
Would I be not traveling but relocating?
I'm going to say yes, only because I see you in a wagon, like almost like the Wild West or whatever,
yeah.
And they're showing me the wagon with wheels, so I'm thinking yes. I'm thinking
it's just
yes.
I don't know where, though.
One
ceiling,
mom.
But mm-hmm. I don't know where.
And are you still in Waxahachie right now?
Good memory, Nicole.
And where would you like to be?
Well, my family's in Uruguay,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, in South America, so mm-hmm. it's a bit unstable. And then I have a brother in Atlanta, but I don't know. For me, I would move to the mountains, but it's not very feasible with teenagers.
I would move you to the mountains, too.
Yeah.
The reason being is you're going to be able to communicate with spirit. This is all about receiving, like, these indigenous beings that are living on the land is what you're going to open to.
Oh.
You really are going to open, like, I'm really, you're leaving 3D, my friend. So you're going to, I just see Native Americans walking around having a discussion with you. You're opening to, like, indigenous healing, and I do see you communicating with the land and with beings that are in a different vibration that are here. You're going
yeah,
to
it already started, so
yeah.
It's a nice confirmation.
I'm really glad you're in Waxahachie for now though, because
oh, yeah,
that has the natural resources that are required right now. It's helping to open you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would stay put until you know that you can move to natural resources. I wouldn't want you to see you in like a city, whatever, because that energy is helping you right now. Yeah, so if you're gonna move, make sure you stay in that kind of setting.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Skill level is, oh.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Oh my God, thank you. So good to see you. Hi.
Can I call a message, please?
You got so much light pouring on you, it's like you're sunbathing. It's like you really got a lot of light. It's good. You're learning how to, what you're doing really nicely right now is you're staying open. You would receive and be like, okay, that's enough, and off you would go. And spirit was having like the darndest time trying to figure out how to explain to you that you didn't have to come and go, that it could be like a continuous flow. You're doing much better now in realizing you can leave the door open. So imagine, I know this sounds kind of strange, but imagine like Skyping somebody And then you're like, okay, you know, that was a nice visit, and you turn off the camera and you go about your business. They're saying, imagine if you never just turn the camera off. What if you just, if you have like internet that you pay like one price, you know, for the month or whatever, what if you just always left that camera on so that that doorway, that communication device was stable? So in other words, it never closed down. It was always open. You would feel much closer to that person because you always had access to them. It was almost like they're just in another room. That's what they're asking you, and say your name, please. That's what they're asking you to imagine that fifth dimensional consciousness is, that spirits are, that it's an open avenue, that it's an open energy exchange. It never shuts down, it never closes. It's like Walmart, you know, the 24/7 Walmart. It's always open, always open. You're making, I don't say improvements, it's a linear terminology, but you're making strides in remembering to allow yourself to be your guest, to be the guest, allowing yourself. It's almost like, oh my gosh, I was in school and I had like some unlimited food plan or whatever. Like I could go whenever I wanted to go. It doesn't help your waistline at all. But the point is, it's always there, always there. Same thing with spirit. And say your name again, please.
Kathy.
You're learning how to attend to grace. In other words, it's not that grace shuts off, it's that we forget to permit ourselves to receive. So you're learning how to establish, I'm saying the same thing seven times on purpose because it's sinking into your subconscious. You're learning how to establish your own priorities. In other words, the priority of the day, even though it seems like the priority would be to tie your shoelace or do your laundry or whatever, the priority is the receivership. The priority is establishing yourself in a new consciousness, in your new highest authority. And so they're saying, you know, can we trouble you for a dime? And what they mean by that is, can we trouble you for your attention? Can we trouble you for a handshake? Can we trouble you to it's sort of like I see your eyes and sometimes like you have like you look away. And so like, can we trouble you for light? Can we trouble you? And they say this to you because they're trying, I don't know how well you hear your spirit guides through the day, but whether you hear or you sense, what they do is they're actually talking to you, like they're becoming busy buddies with you. They're talking to you more often because they're trying to get like a consistent format of consistent, like ongoing conversation. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. You're doing well. You're doing well. Keep it up. You're going to realize, and say your name again, please,
Kathy,
that you're going to learn how to keep that door open continuously. That's the message of the hour, to really learn how to walk with spirit. I don't think there's anything else. And say your name one more time, please.
Kathy, I have a question.
Okay.
Yesterday I saw a cat being killed or half killed, and I called the place and they took it away. I don't know. But this morning I sensed them in the garden around, mm-hmm. and I was wondering if I had sensed it right.
Knowing your skill level, I'm thinking yes, but I'm sure.
I even talked to it, but I can't remember what we talked about, the cat and I, this morning.
Okay. So, one moment, please. Well, I guess I can't ask you to say the cat's name, can I? Okay, so a moment, please. And say your first name.
Katya.
I'll do it this way. What color was the cat?
Yellow.
Yeah, okay. And say your first name one more time.
Katya.
I have no idea why I don't know, but I don't know. I'm going to go with what I said initially. I trust that if you received it, then I don't know why I don't know, but I don't.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome. Nice to have you. How can we help you?
I guess I'll start with a message like about any direction that I'm headed, because I'm very confused and there's a lot going on, a lot of major life changes in a sense, and so just any message.
Okay. Is there one particular area of your life that you wanted support with? Or all of
the
above?
Pretty much all of them.
All of the above.
It's all changing. So.
Which area? Yes. Okay. Well, it's kind of good, you know, just get it all done in one shot. One moment, please. You're showing me five, and five has changed. So that makes sense. It's all happening for your highest good, that I can guarantee you. And say your first name, please.
Anna.
And say it one more time.
Anna.
You've been afraid to show your true self to self and others. And so I feel like your training wheels are being taken away from you. In other words, and say your name again, please.
Anna.
You're due for, the words escape me, but fine words. Anna, say your name one more time, please.
Anna.
It's like you're due for a reintroduction of self. I literally see you leaving yourself back at a train station like X number of stations ago. And so while you've been traveling and growing in certain respects, there's an element of your true self that stayed behind, and somehow it's easy to do, by the way. It's sort of like you lost, I don't know what it is, you lost confidence, you lost regular participation. In other words, if you're serving bosses or boyfriends or whatever's going on, it's very easy to kind of lose yourself somewhere along the way. So that's what this is about. This is about losing your creature comforts, losing the external remedies. In other words, things that you would rely on, things that you would lean on. In support of a return to your own lifestyle. And so it really has to be what it is about, and say your name one more time, please.
Anna.
Is about choosing self first. Because what you're gonna find is when you really do a little bit of soul searching in terms of like, who am I? What do I really like? What am I really about? What do I dream to aspire to? It is giving you an opportunity to create from the heart. So it's almost like someone that has like a fine arts degree that really wants to be in art, but they couldn't get a job, so now they're a leasing agent, and now they're busy like in something else, and you know, they get involved with a relationship, and that takes them a little further away from their own true essence. It's sort of like that. So this is about, and say your name one more time, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is about reinventing your life, literally, and to do so from the ground up. In other words, the challenge or opportunity is to recognize your own desires, your own claims, your own heart. As you do that, you're going to find, and I literally see like as if you're an architect, where you have like a new piece of drafting paper or whatever. As you desire to come upon yourself, in other words, come to trust yourself, come to honor yourself, come to expect like a new voyage of remembrance, of occurrence. Spirit will be delighted to, again, add their light, just like they were sharing in the teaching, to report and support your adventure. But it's going to come from you, because that's the mission, that's the goal, that's the teaching tool, that's the spiritual lesson, is to listen to your own claim. And they're showing me the star card in tarot cards, the star. So you've got a lot of spiritual support. I mean, you really have really good favor on creation, and to take this as an exciting opportunity. I mean, honestly, There are people way older than you that like wake up 40 years later, like, I live someone else's life, where, you know, where was the part that I wanted to do, that sort of thing. So you're coming to a place, and there has something to do with divine timing, that there's a reason it all happened now, like everything that wasn't serving you, just like, where did it go? It wasn't serving you, like, I'm gonna say it this way, it was serving your old vibration. It's not, it wasn't serving the vibration you're stepping into. Does that make sense? Okay, do you have any questions?
Yeah, so I have very vivid dreams, mm-hmm. and this dream has just been sticking with me. Mm-hmm. My husband and I are actually trying to have a baby, mm-hmm. and I had a dream where this guy, I'm going down an escalator, he's going up an escalator, and he just turns to me, he says, "So you're having a baby girl?" Or something to that effect. And I could not have been pregnant, and maybe now, but could not have been pregnant at the time of that dream. I don't think, anyways. But in any case, I was just kind of wondering about that dream and hoping that that is true.
Well, I just had blue orbs going off, so I would say yes. Jen, do you want to take a gander?
I mean, we're sitting across.
you have to rub her.
All I can tell you is I had blue orbs going off. Those are your spirit guides.
I don't know what that means exactly.
That would mean that I would guess it's true.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, those are your guides. Come on, please. And say your name again, please.
Anna.
Well, you're probably most excited about a pregnancy. They're actually most excited about you recognizing your psychic abilities. So this is what I feel like is going to be growing and multiplying and expanding. And say your name one more time, please.
Yeah.
As you will reach out and touch the star. So funny, you got the star card. So as you expand, you're going to recognize your abilities and gifts that have been tucked away. And I'm literally seeing like a drawer where you tuck, like, have you ever done this? I do this. Like you put like your favorite whatever away for a special occasion, and then you never wear it because you forget it's there. So that's what I'm seeing in terms of some of your gifts, some of your abilities. They've been like tucked away for later use. So what I do want to say about that is you've got spiritual gifts that are going to, I'm just seeing, come out and play. I literally have that episode, you're too young to remember this, but there's a Bewitched episode where the little girl makes like all her little things move and stuff. That's you. You've got gifts to explore. It's beautiful, really beautiful.
Well, that's not my first premonition dream either. Like, I had one when I was real young.
Uh-huh.
Where I dreamt that this kid liked me, that from my class, and I mean, I was maybe 12 years old, mm-hmm. or 11 years old. And I had no idea that this kid liked me because we never talked. So I had no clue. That next day, he asks me out in the cafeteria. I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Cool.
So then I'm sometimes, though, I have bad nightmares, and I hope those are not premonitions. Like, of people dying, quite honestly. And it's just not a good dream. Very, very bad nightmares. But.
And say your first name?
Anna.
Yeah, you're opening up. It's good. It's really good, actually. To the point where I feel like you have a little, like, career coming at some point, if you so desire. Mm-hmm. Aw, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. I'll take a message.
Okay. Do you need a basket?
No, I'm good.
Okay. They have a babysitting. Babysitter's call.
Yeah.
The pressure's on.
Do you have a medical question?
Do you have a medical question?
I'm trying to stay away from those. I have plenty of those.
Do you have a medical question?
I could throw one out.
It's so funny. And say your first name, sweetheart.
Cheryl.
And say it one more time.
Cheryl.
They're asking you to use the energy of the natural resources. So just like Jen was working with Mother Earth, you're wearing the yellow sun. They're saying brightly stated, brightly stated. And it's so interesting too, because it's brightly stated, meaning that you're becoming aware of the natural resources and how to receive them energetically. And when they kept saying brightly stated, I was like, why am I saying this twice? And they said, open your eyes and look. And not only are you wearing yellow,
which
but
I never wear
it's brightly
color.
Stated. I mean, it's like the brightest
this
yellow you could. I know,
yeah.
It's like the brightest yellow you could possibly mm-hmm. put in a t-shirt. So this is the forecast, because they're saying you're dreaming big. And so energetically, you want to remember that colors is a way of healing. Because everything's vibration, so you're receiving the vibration of that truth, and you're receiving the vibration of that claim. And so you're working with like the energy of the sun, and receiving it on a higher level. And I've got lights going off. I'm seeing you with pyramids. I always have you in Native American settings, but right now you're in Egypt with these pyramids. So when like the Ra god and all that. So this is what you're coming to accept, and you've taken some beautiful steps, by the way. You're further along, not to make it like a linear trail, but you have made considerable steps in reacquainting yourself with your natural abilities. So they are quite pleased. It's kind of like Joy's message. It's sort of like, and here's your report card. They're really quite pleased with your recommended allowance. In other words, you're receiving A for excellence in receiving the transmissions. You're very intuitive. You don't channel with the words, but you channel from the heart. So you receive the messages, you receive the broadcasts, and what you're doing is you're claiming them now. So because instead of like, they're saying that instead of just like running with the fear energy, it's like you've decided to kind of stop, you know, almost like, okay, the buck stops here. And really work on application. So how can I apply all this good measure? You've taken it from this place of, you know, almost like if you had a report card or whatever, you go to the library, you write information on index cards or whatever. And so you have all these index cards, but you don't have a book report or you don't have the report or whatever. So you gotta take the index cards and make it into something that you can turn into the teacher. That's what you're doing. You're going from interest and, you know, kind of puttering around to application. So they're asking you, and say your name again, please.
Cheryl.
They're asking you to take great, I feel like a doctor, I really do, with a surgeon, like I literally have like surgeon hands here. They're asking you to take great pride in your fortitude, in your like when talking about like the hips and her knee to kind of almost like a qigong posture, that you're standing still. There's a term, I'm not getting it, but it has to do for like that stand that they do in qigong, where it's sort of like you're anchoring that stance. You're anchoring that stance. What you're doing is anchoring in your power. And so isn't that solar plexus? There we go back to the yellow. Is you're anchoring in that power. And you're learning how to stay. You're learning how, and instead of kind of like, in the past you used to dismiss yourself because of fear or whatever. And so you're coming to this place of bravery. And now I've got your guide again, and he's like beating his chest. He's like, bravery, bravery. And again, it's almost like Sitting Bull. It's like very strong energy, very powerful. And so this is what the yellow is doing for you, is helping you. We're all gonna go get yellow t-shirts now. It's like helping you stay in your power, stay in your truth. Energetically, you're also opening up to natural resources that are going to be healing and life affirming. They're saying there's a message in there, life affirming. These natural resources are life affirming. Now you're a natural healer. People came to you for healing. So not only can you self heal, but you would administer healing to others. So this is what is dawning upon you that it's time to claim this, it's time to arrive, it's time to be a believer. And I see you, we're back in that Native American kind of energy. You've got your wings expanded. I feel like you have wings. You're human, but you're like a shaman because your arms turn to wings. And you're doing some kind of dance, some kind of tribal dance. So you're going, I don't want to hit anyone, but you're going here and you're going here. But as you're doing that, you're this big expansive bird. And say your name again, please.
Cheryl.
You're a shaman. You're a shaman, you're a shapeshifter, shaman. You work with the energies, and again, you align, oh my God, the energy is so beautiful. You align with the energies of the stars. So I don't know if it's like Pleiades, but oh gosh, I don't know if you, I've got a portal. I've got like this interdimensional portal where, oh my gosh, my friend, and say your name one more time, please.
Cheryl.
You have transported yourself. I don't know what you call it, but you use that portal to go between the dimensions, And say your name one more time, please.
Sure.
Great respect for you. Great respect. So in practical terms, it's sort of like that same message that we gave to Jen in the beginning in terms of receive energetically, establish your power. I was like, it's nothing that you're not doing except to continue. And say your name one more time, please.
Cheryl.
You're remembering the game of life. You're remembering the game of life. Because the normal 3D level is the game of darkness. It's the game of darkness. You're remembering the game of life. It is very good. And did you have a question?
Yes, probably totally. I don't know why I'm even asking this, but I know you're not a medium. She wanted to do medical. I wanted to. My parents, for some reason, have been, like, I feel them really close, and I don't know.
To support you.
Okay.
You've been scared. In the past, mm-hmm. you had some fear energy mm-hmm. and some concerns, and you actually, without you recognizing it, you called them mm-hmm. for support.
Okay.
So they responded to your request, mm-hmm. Not your request like they wouldn't love you, but they heard your mm-hmm. they heard your call. So they came, mm-hmm. and say your name again, please.
Cheryl.
It's like they're supporting you in love so you can establish your own self-love. It's like they're just kind of backing you. You know, almost like if a kid goes off to college and it's like, you know, we're behind you, we're behind you. That's what they're doing. They're behind you. They're behind you, supporting you, strengthening you so you can find your own strength. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say it worked.
Yeah.
'Cause you're finding your own strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Really good. You're doing it.
Good.
I'm so happy. So happy.
Me too.
Okay. Indeed, we send our blessings in regular measure to each of our invited guests. You see, we sent out the call and you answered, yes? We support each of you and stand by you most regularly. Until next time, with great respect. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. So